The story of Cinderella. Her father loved her, but she became the victim of a wicked stepmother and stepsisters. They made her a slave, forced to sleep in the ashes. One of her stepsisters gave her a new name, Cinderella, Ash Girl. Eventually, Cinderella's godmother, a fairy who had been her mother's friend, rescues her, turning degradation into glory and freeing her to become the bride of the prince. Sounds a lot like us, doesn't it? We are children of a father who loves us, yet we're enslaved. It's clear that I'm not living as a child of God. I'm enslaved to evil, to selfishness, to laziness, to fear. I'm controlled by advertising, by social expectations, by wrong notions of what constitutes health, wealth, or happiness. I spout ideas and prejudices that come from ignorance, my own and that of the world in which I live. I and those I love suffer and die. I'm called to eternal joy, but crouch in the debris of burnt-out hopes and dreams. I live in ashes. So today, we smear ashes on ourselves as a reminder of who we are. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. That means, of course, that I will die and decay or be burnt up, but it also describes my whole life till then. We are all Cinderella. Is that where the similarity ends? Are ashes my whole story? Is there a godmother who will save me? Welcome to Lent, a time to reflect on our ashiness and our salvation. From now till the start of the sacred Triduum, we will remember that we are Cinderella sitting in sin. Even though we may wash the day's ashes off, we must not forget our need to wash away the separation from God, others, and our true selves that the ashes symbolize. That is the reason we also hear the words of Jesus, "Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel." Jesus warns us to beware of practicing your piety before others. Yet this is probably the one day in all the year when Christian piety is most noticeable. But are we parading our piety, or rather, proclaiming our problems? Ashes on my forehead are no guarantee of goodness in my heart. All they declare is the fact that I am not all good. The real test of piety comes in the day-to-day conversion that the ashes remind me I need. Perhaps the real reason we wear our ashes today is to let everyone else who lives on the ash heap know that they're not alone. There is a community of people who are with them, but who believe there is more to our lives than the ashes. So we have 40 days to get ready for the Easter Vigil, the great ball when we celebrate the fact that we, like Cinderella, are invited to glory. And not in some make-believe, but in the reality of God, the most real. However, in Lent, we do well to not allow ourselves to anticipate Easter. God's saving love always embraces us, and at the same time, our ashiness is always with us. But if we're to experience the heights of Easter joy, we should probe the depths from which we're drawn. That is the reason we fast during Lent. We're not punishing ourselves. In fact, one of the prefaces for Lent speaks of this joyful season. By not tasting the foods we like, we give ourselves a taste of life in the ashes, life without the hope of resurrection. In a sense, it is make-believe, this playing at being Cinderella. But it could also give us an idea of the horrible reality that life could be if God had not chosen to give us more. Not an empty stomach, but an empty life. Remember that your dust could be the whole story. Thanks to the baptism we will renew at Easter, we know that ashes are not the whole story. Many of our brothers and sisters think they are. Lent gives us a chance to taste the emptiness of their lives so that we will be better motivated to share the good news with them that they, like we, are invited to leave our ashes behind and take part in a glorious dance of joy and an unlimited future in God's love. we can and will live happily ever after.
The Union of Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.